Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, making our way through that crazy book of Job. And we are now in Job chapter 22, and this is a longer chapter. We're going to cut it up a little bit. I'm going to read to you from verses 1 through 18 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "Can a man be profitable to God? Surely he who is wise is profitable to himself. Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that you are righteous? Or does it benefit him that you make your ways perfect? Is it for your piety that he reproves you, that he enters with you into judgment? Isn't your wickedness great? Neither is there any end to your iniquities, for you have taken pledges from your brother for nothing, and you stripped the naked of their clothing. You haven't given water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, the honorable man, he lived in it. You have sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are around you, sudden fear troubles you, or darkness so that you cannot see, and floods of waters cover you. Isn't God in the heights of heaven? See the height of the stars, how high they are. You say, what does God know? Can he judge through the thick darkness? Thick clouds are a covering to him so that he doesn't see. He walks on the vault of the sky. Will you keep the old way with which wicked men have trodden, who were snatched away before their time, whose foundation was poured out as a stream, who said to God, 'Depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for us?' Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, because we've read the beginning of the book of Job, we know according to that Job was a righteous man and that he took care of people who were hurting and he loved his family well and he was a generous and kind man. And so these words from his friend, so-called friend, are accusatory and they're actually false. And so, Lord, I pray for the person today who has encountered something like this from someone who they thought was a friend, but then were accused of things that they never did. And Lord, that is one of the hardest kinds of misunderstanding that we can endure as human beings, is when someone assigns ill motives to you or ill actions to you that are completely untrue. So I pray that you would help all of us in those kinds of situations, not to jump to reputation management, but to be quiet and entrust our reputation to you. But also I know, Lord, there are times when we do need to speak up for ourselves and say, that's simply not true what you've said. And sometimes we have to be, we have to declare the truth over our lives because the voices of others who are against us can seem a lot louder than you who is for us. And Lord, we all know, I mean, Job was definitely a sinner. We are all sinners. Every person listening to this podcast today is a sinner. I'm totally a sinner. Thankfully, those of us who have followed you are now declared saints, but we have come from a heritage of sin. And we understand that we are not perfect and that we don't do everything perfectly. But there are some relationships in our lives of people who tend to pick out the worst parts of us and highlight them to the world or to us. And Lord, in those particular cases, give us some extreme wisdom on how to proceed. There have been times in my life, Lord, where I've had to say no to those relationships and cut them off for a period of time, not in a ghosting way, but just in a way of separating and having a boundary for a fixed period of time. And then there's other times, Lord, where I have just endured it because I have sensed that you've called me to endure it. And then there's other times where I have pushed back against it in a kind and loving, hopefully, I mean, sure, not always, but hopefully in a kind and loving way to just say, yeah, you might believe that to be true, but this is really the truth. So Lord, we don't know, and I don't pretend to know the exact course of action that is taken or what needs to be taken in someone's life who's being bullied by someone else or when someone else utters falsehoods and lies over them. But Lord, you know each individual person and you know each individual relationship, and you love to give this kind of relational wisdom to your children. And so we ask for it, we trust you for it, we believe you for it, and we thank you in advance for giving it, because you created us, you know us the best, and you know what's best for us. So we entrust those difficult relationships to you right now, and we ask for wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N .com/ say that 10 times fast, / Pray Every Day. And there's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast. At $10, you'll receive a free painting every month from me. And at $25, a secret podcast. And at $100, I'll add you to my private prayer team. So thank you so much to all of you who support Pray Every Day. And also, I would just appreciate your prayers for this podcast and for me and for William and Kristen, who work behind the scenes so tirelessly. We tend to get attacked. So because this is a podcast about the Bible and prayer. So thank you so much in advance for praying for us.